Protesters angry about a planned cycleway that they say will ruin one of the country's best right-hand surf breaks. March from Kaiokoura's Mangomonu Bay to the District Council yesterday. The 100 or so protesters are worried that the cycleway will ruin the surf break and could stop people getting access to Kaimoana. The march was at times confrontational, with the Kaiokoura Mayor Winston Gray taking some flack from protesters. They posted this on Facebook.
What about you, Winston? Who do you represent?
Obviously,
do you?
Obviously
really?
Not, mate.
You don't represent me because you're standing for the wrong thing.
Well, Karen Starkey organised a hikoi and joins us now. Good morning.
Kia ora. Te mari e koutou.
Hi, thanks for joining us this morning. What is at issue here? Why have you, do you feel strongly enough about this to organise the hikoi and to take this issue to the mayor?
The reason that we've done this is because the planned cycleway is actually going over Urupa, Wahitapu sites. There has been no consultation with us, so that we, the affected party, which we've always maintained, we knew they were Urupa, they had been registered with the Māori Land Court, and these people were actually ignoring our issues. The second reason is where the cycleway will be is going to be a big fence, and that blocks us going straight through to our mahinga kai, which we've had for generations.
So, yeah, so this is a Wahitapu site, is it?
Yes, there are five Wahitapu sites, or Urupa, all the way down from along that Kaikoura coast, underneath our Mangamari Marae Reserve Trust. We've got trustees in place. They were not consulted. And so we actually felt really strongly about this.
So what has the response been to these concerns that you've raised?
We were promised yesterday that they will bring us into the consultation with the NZTA and Kiwi Rail with KDC. That's in the next couple of weeks, so we're waiting with bated breath on that.
Now, Wahitapu sites are officially registered, aren't they? I'm not sure whether it's with the Māori Land Court or with other government agencies, but this should be, I mean, this should be a registered, recorded fact, shouldn't it? I mean, if,
yes, yeah, it should be, and it was. They were, but it was being completely ignored, and it was put through legislation under the emergency legislation and done in OIC.
Yeah. So this would be like putting a cycleway through a cemetery, effectively.
It is.
Yeah. So Heritage New Zealand, I think it is, isn't it, who actually lists these sites? I mean, surely you'd have pretty good grounds to challenge this even on a legal basis, wouldn't you?
Yes, but it's through the Māori Land Court that we have these registered. These were all, have been there in place for quite a long time, generations, but it was being ignored.
So this will be Naitahu, and I guess it's part of the Te Wai Paunamu sort of cultural landscape, really. What are the tribal elders saying about it, or is it Ngāti Kuri there?
Well, our tribal elders marched with us yesterday. We had an 82-year-old. We had about 10 of our people that are 65 plus who marched all the way. They're really upset about it as well. There are other judicial things happening with our Ngāi Tahu law, so I won't go into that because that's already in place and happening. But this was just so that we can get full consultation and be involved in any of their designs, any of their plans, because we were being ignored.
We'll have to leave it there because we're just approaching the 8 o'clock news, but thank you very much, Karen. Karen Starkey there, thank you. She organised this hikoi yesterday, as she was saying, their concerns that this cycleway will run across Urupa and Wahitapu sites that she says are registered with Heritage New Zealand and contestable there under the Māori Land Court.